redemption song. WJTL Apollo LTD, redemption song. Before that, Ryan Stevenson with Abel. Good morning to you. It is 7:20.
Sorry about that. Congratulations again going out to Danielle Knatzer of Lebanon, winner of 4 spots on our guest list to next Thursday evening's Live from the Junction Center event with Ryan Stevenson. Congratulations, Danielle. Weather-wise, partly sunny and humid today, high 87. Tonight, cloudy, chance of some showers and thunderstorms, low 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of some showers and thunderstorms there as well, high 88. Over the weekend, Saturday, sunny, high 85. Sunday, sunny, high 88. Currently in Harrisburg, 72 degrees. In Lancaster, 69.
Our very special guest this morning, Lily Oddie, is the Director of Residential Ministries at Water Street Mission. Lily, good morning again.
Good morning. Welcome back.
It's great to learn what you're doing with the residents there that you have at Water Street and the life coaching you're doing. Do you have any great stories about how God has used Water Street?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we talk a lot about how we have the privilege of watching the tiny little God moments in people's lives. Mm. So a lot of times when you think about, you know, a ministry like ours, folks want to hear like, oh, what's the huge life change story? Tell me about the 180 degree, you know, somebody who turned their life around. But the truth is, if you just reflect on your own life, that's not usually how God operates.
Right.
You know, not many of us have these stories of instant overnight transformation. It's a long process of God softening our hearts and changing our thinking and bringing the right people into our life at the right time. And then slowly over time, change happens. So we have these beautiful stories. There's a really special person at Water Street, and she was working to pass an exam to start a new career. And this was it was a difficult exam. She historically just hates taking tests. She was very intimidated of it. And she failed twice in a row.
Wow.
And at that point, she kind of came to us and said, like, I don't think I can do this. I think I need to start over. Even though she had invested time and money and energy into going to school to do this new career, she was really discouraged. Our team really rallied around her and said, you know, we believe that you can do this. You have what it takes to do this. And we committed to studying with her. We committed to, you know, helping her out with her kids so that she could have time to do what she needed to do. And on the third try, she passed her exam. So
wow,
she is now licensed to start her new career.
That's amazing.
But her perseverance was just an amazing testimony of her commitment.
Yeah. When you talk about life coaching, so you're doing a little bit of everything. It's finances, it's career, it's helping them find a new place to live. I mean, you're doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And the life coach team is one component of that. So we also have case management teams. We have career and financial teams. We have spiritual care teams. We have counseling and clinical teams. So life coaches are one piece of that big puzzle, but we see ourselves all as one giant team, and we're here to serve our guests.
Yeah. And you're not only serving, you mentioned earlier, the guests, but in many cases, their children.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We have a children's ministry. So shout out to my amazing children's ministry team because they are phenomenal. I call them our special ops because they're so highly trained and so skilled working with our kids. But they have the privilege of welcoming the kids into a safe space while mom is doing whatever she needs to do. Whether that's on campus or off campus, we work with the kids. But we're also focused on building relationship with the children and teaching them new skills, too.
Right. So as our listeners are hearing what you have to say, how can they pray for you? What are ways they can get involved?
Absolutely. Well, you can always pray for us. We need prayer all the time. Just pray that God would, bring the right guests through our doors, bring the right staff into our doors. That's what we're looking for. You know, I'm always hiring life coaches on my team. So if you're interested, love to have a conversation and share more about our ministry.
I'm curious, what kind of person becomes a life coach? Who are some of the folks that do that, or where they come from?
Life coaches come from all different walks of life. We have folks who come from every different background you can think of. But the unifying thing is that everybody has a heart to serve.
Yeah.
So we're really looking for folks who have a heart to serve. We're, you know, hopefully looking for folks who have some kind of experience in the human services field, but we have a variety of different positions, and we do a lot of investment and training in our team too. So kind of, if you're interested, we'd love to have a conversation.
And I'm hearing from a lot of businesses and ministries that right now it's hard to find the key people that you need.
Yeah, it has been hard. We have several really key positions open right now, specifically on the women's side. So on our female life coach team, we're really looking for some key positions and praying that God would bring the right women into our ministry.
So if somebody's interested, where could they get that info about staff?
That's also on our website at wsm.org/careers.
And that's another place they could just find out all the different things that you're doing at Water Street, or if they want to also support what you're doing, they can do it there.
Yes, and you can also volunteer. You can sign up to volunteer on our website as well.
Yeah. Is volunteering the same as staff? Are they hard to find right now? How's that going?
It's changed a little bit. I think some of our volunteer numbers went down, but yeah. We have such a faithful volunteer base that God has really met our needs even in the midst of this season.
I love that. Check it out online, WSM.org. Find out how you can get involved. Lily, it was great to meet you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Back to the music we go. This is Brandon Heath on WJTL.